You're listening to the David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, December the 2nd, 2019. We're going to take a look at what happened with Thanksgiving, some aftermath of that. Of course, there's been some good sales numbers, not necessarily for brick-and-mortar stores, but online sales have been good. And we have some pushback from the usual places, people railing against Thanksgiving, against American culture and so forth. But I want to focus this broadcast on what is being done by the Democrats in Virginia. Virginia, where in the recent past it was typically leaning Republican. Then it became kind of equally split over the last couple of years, and now it is full-blown Democrat. And if you want to know what's going to happen in America if the Democrats get control, take a look at Virginia. Very troubling bills have been introduced there, both for taking away guns, prohibiting them, after the fact, basically laying a foundation for gun confiscation, because there is no grandfather law. There is no recognition of ex post facto prohibitions. No mention of the Constitution, no mention of the Bill of Rights, no mention of the U.S. Constitution or the Virginia Constitution, for that matter. So I've had people in Virginia sending me stuff saying, take a look at this. Because what it is doing is shredding every bit of the Bill of Rights, not just the Second Amendment, but also the First Amendment, also our due process. It's going to make it possible for them under various pretenses to confiscate children. Another bill would essentially outlaw certain types of military training. And as we pointed out, you want to get military training in Krav Maga or something like that, some kind of martial arts defense training. Well, you know, that could be considered to be paramilitary. If they wish. And why wouldn't they? When they write the laws, these people for the most part are lawyers, right? If they are extremely vague in their definition of items, don't you think they're leaving the door open for exactly that type of thing? So we'll take a look at that. We'll also take a look at the state-sponsored terrorism in the United Kingdom. Yes, that's what it really is. It really is what is happening there. If they're going to allow people like this individual who conducted the attack, as I pointed out over the weekend on Twitter, you can follow me on Libertarian. I said, consider the fact that this is a guy who was put in jail for multiple plans to attack multiple source targets from Parliament, the U.S. Embassy, two individuals that he had identified that he wanted to attack. And yet he was let out. So was the preacher, so-called preacher, quote-unquote, who has been pushing terrorism in the U.K. at a site, U.K. for Islam or Islam for U.K. I forget which was first, but, you know, hey, the U.K. was first, quite frankly, but they want to make Islam what comes next. And they'll do it by force. Both these guys were let out. No problem. And the radical preacher who's been associated with a large number of attacks, instigating them, inspiring them, he was in Belmarsh Prison, where they're killing Julian Assange, where they're killing a journalist, where they're killing free speech. But these people are let out. And we've got Jeremy Corbyn saying, well, we ought to take a look at that. We ought to do more of that. We don't need to lock up violent people. That's the same thing we did in the war on drugs here in America. You know, we had the mandatory minimums. You lock up somebody that's smoking pot. But the violent criminals, you turn them out because, you know, we just can't build prisons quickly enough. Well, we caught up. We built even more prisons. But, yeah, there tells you exactly what we have lost. This whole war on terror was a lie from the beginning, and so is the immigration policy. So we'll be talking about state-sponsored terrorism in the U.K., and the Democrats moving to enslave Virginia, and what they're doing with a new climate war. Stay with us.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, December the 2nd, year of our Lord 2019. I say that because Pilgrim said that when they wrote the Mayflower Compact. The Congress said that when they wrote the Constitution. Yeah, it is year of our Lord, and we're going to talk about that. But right now, retail is king, I guess. Very commercial. And that's not a bad thing necessarily. People who queue up to get discounts for things that they can barely afford, you can look at this and say, well, maybe they shouldn't be buying that. People work really hard to try to get things for their kids. So I'm not going to judge people for trying to get a discount on Thanksgiving. We have large sales on Thanksgiving Day. A shopping frenzy tops a record. This article... it has a headline saying 4.1 billion. Then the body of the text, they say 4.2 billion. Nevertheless, it was big. And it was a big jump, in online sales, even though 90% of the sales are still taking place in physical stores and brick and mortar stores. E-commerce behemoths saw a 244% boost in sales on Thanksgiving. Smaller retailers online experienced a 61% jump. The good news about this is that evidently consumers are feeling confident about their economic situation, and that's good news for President Trump, and we'll tell you coming up in this broadcast why no matter what you think of President Trump, you better be afraid of what the Democrats are going to be doing if they get power. We're going to take a look at what they are doing in Virginia. It's unbelievable how quickly and how far they're moving once they get control of the executive branch and the legislature, as they just did. And, of course, don't forget, they got a lot of new prosecutors in that George Soros funded. These people are authoritarian beyond your wildest imagination. You better wake up and understand what these people are trying to do. Nevertheless, as we go back to the economy, and this is perhaps the most important aspect of this, is as a harbinger of the election, a full holiday season, which is going to be 6 days shorter than typical. So that's going to be the battle for people trying to portray, well, you know, look, sales weren't as good as they were in previous years. Well, it's going to be 6 days shorter. But it began with a record. So it might exceed previous expectations or previous even records, even though it's a full week shorter. They said that it's expected to bring in $143.7 billion in online spending, a 14% increase. Well, let's hope that happens for the good of the economy and for the good of our freedom, frankly. Also, another fallout from Thanksgiving is one journalist has now lost her job, and I guess the rest of us are thankful for that. Jessica Kwong, writing for Newsweek, did a snarky article saying that President Trump spent Thanksgiving tweeting and golfing when he was actually flying to Afghanistan for a surprise visit with U.S. troops. The article was titled, How is Trump Spending Thanksgiving? Tweeting, Golfing, and More. The president, she said, has been spending his Thanksgiving holidays at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida. But after he showed up in Afghanistan, both this reporter and Newsweek, even though they're being criticized on social media, on Twitter especially, they refused to edit the article. And they refused to delete the tweet promoting the lying article. Absolutely amazing. President Trump had the best comeback. He said, I thought Newsweek was out of business. They should be, quite frankly. I have, on air, many times over the last several years, shown you the articles, headline articles of magazine covers and the in-depth examination by both Newsweek and Time in 1979 saying that we were going to be out of oil and gas by the mid-1980s. They were absolutely positive about that. And I don't think anybody was ever fired for that. We haven't fired any of the so-called climate scientists. We haven't cut any of their so-called, well, it's not so-called, it's actual dollars, research grants. It's so-called in the sense that they're not doing any research. Just like this reporter. They've already arrived at their conclusion. And don't let the evidence get in the way. And if it does get in the way, they'll cover that up like they did with Climate Gate 1 and 2. Anyway, Donald Trump said, I thought Newsweek was out of business. Well, they will be soon, quite frankly. All the magazines will be. Donald Trump Jr. says fake news is going to fake. They put up the Newsweek article, and next to it, how is Trump spending Thanksgiving, tweeting, golfing, and more. And then on the right-hand side, you can see on that tweet, he's got President Trump there with the troops. Eventually, they came back, and they said, the story has been corrected, and the journalist responsible has been terminated. Terminated. Well, okay, well, they got to save that check mark, right? That check mark from NewsGuard, the site run by DARPA through Microsoft. Yeah, you know, you can believe everything that Newsweek says, right? And it doesn't matter how biased, how snarky, how false it is, they will never lose their check mark. They may lose their checkbook. And they are losing their checkbook, but they'll never lose that checkmark. Everything they say, just like the New York Times and Washington Post, all these people, NPR, none of it is ever wrong. And you should believe everything they say, even if they refuse to correct an obvious lie. Just to go back and revisit that lie that Newsweek and Time told us back in 1979, how we're going to be out of oil and natural gas by the mid-1980s. The U.S. has posted its first month in 70 years as a net petroleum exporter. That's right. As I pointed out in the story from Bloomberg, oh, it must have hurt Bloomberg to write this. Oh, those guys was weeping over their typewriters. In the days of Jimmy Carter and even Ronald Reagan, we would have longed for this day. Now we scarcely notice it at all, said one individual. Well, you know, the interesting thing was that when they were pushing this, what they were pushing was the CIA narrative. Yeah, it came from the CIA, this whole peak oil thing. Oh, you know, there's only so much oil in the ground. Sooner or later, there'll be none around. Alternate sources of power must be found. We can't cut loose without that juice, so we've got to enact austerity programs to make you ration it. And we're going to have 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Richard Nixon jumped in on that. Because we got to save that oil. There's only so much of it around. And we got to hoard it. Why was the CIA doing that? Well, because you had people like George H.W. Bush and many others. I mean, his move into the oil business way back in the 60s. And then other individuals as well. We had a lieutenant governor here in Texas. When he became lieutenant governor, he spent more money on his race than any politician had in the past on a state race. And he was a guy who had spent his entire life, working life, in the intelligence community. When he retired, they fixed him up in the oil business just like they did George H.W. Bush. And he became very, very rich, and he bought that office. And then he returned the favor when you had the Texas House unanimously say, we're not going to allow you to have naked body scanners and pat-downs, especially for kids. They said that unanimously. And this guy, as lieutenant governor, shut it down when it went to the Senate. Yeah, he paid these guys back. And that's how they would pay each other off. But, you know, CIA, hey, you know, you're connected to the oil companies. You're going to make a lot of money. And the oil companies at that point in time wanted to make sure that it was something that was going to be extremely high priced because it was going to be disappearing in no time at all, right? Except now we just had our first month in 70 years as a net exporter of petroleum. Yeah, there's a lot of oil in the ground. They just wanted you to think that it was rare because these guys, the CIA, was like the De Beers of the oil industry, the people who have diamonds, a lock on the diamonds. Now they've changed, of course. Now they're pushing climate change because they've already now positioned themselves and what they're going to force you to replace it with. And we're going to talk more about that as well when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Black Friday is here, and the sales are so numerous, there is no way to go over all of them. But let me just give you an example of some of the sales we have running right now. DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, that's 15% off on your next order. If you sign up for auto ship, you additional 10% off on that order, making it a loss leader. But on top of it, I'm offering a free bottle of Brain Force Plus, our number one best-selling product, so that those of you that haven't tried it can see how it gives you clean, focused mental stamina is the term that I use, with none of the hangovers. Again, that's just one of the sales going right now. 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, free bottle of Brain Force Plus with DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action and fund this operation. The Anti-Defamation League is one of the most powerful globalist, leftist, anti-American organizations on the face of the planet. And they have declared that InfoWars is public enemy number one. They gave Tim Cook of Apple an award specifically for deplatforming me to make sure that tens of millions of people could not hear the show. And now they've had Sacha Baron Cohen come out and call for the arrest of big tech heads that do not turn full control over to the globalist ADL. And they've called for a complete purge of anyone promoting Americana. We are being demoralized. We are being conquered. And the enemy wants to shut InfoWars down because they understand that we've got their number and know how to defeat their paradigm. You have helped keep us on the air, but now the attacks are more insane than ever. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com during Black Friday for the biggest sales of the year and fund the InfoWar. Please take action. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Who is Alex Jones? Mainstream media calls him a conspiracy theorist, fake news, crazy, and worst of all, a fear monger. But the only thing to truly fear is missing out on all the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday, 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 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points for InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday sale. 50% off your favorites like Survival Shield X2 and X3. 50% off of Brain Force Plus. 50% off DNA Force Plus. Remember when we had llamas? This Black Friday, Friday, Friday. Don't have fear of missing out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off
free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points only this Black Friday at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fear of missing out is a serious condition that can only be treated.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're just talking about the fact that a Newsweek reporter has been fired for the lies, that not only the lies that she told, but the lies that Newsweek was reluctant to remove. And as a matter of fact, they never did take down the article. What they did was they changed the headline from "How did Trump spend Thanksgiving tweeting golfing and more" to "Tweeting golfing and surprising U.S. troops in Afghanistan." From the start of her tenure as editor-in-chief of Newsweek, Nancy Cooper has moved the newsroom towards strong reporting, such as the scoop on the Baghdadi killing. Oh, yeah. Just remind the people who hand out the check marks, DARPA and the military-industrial complex, through Microsoft, their surrogate. Just remind them, hey, we're there pushing the narrative for the military-industrial complex. You don't want to hit us too hard on this, right? We're with you guys. We just don't like Trump. Now, that's what Newsweek is saying. They did fire the journalist eventually, and they did kind of change it, but not really anything that they have to be concerned about, because they're never going to be identified as fake news by anybody but us and the president. They all cover for each other. And then also, taking a look at what happened on Thanksgiving, we have Colin Kaepernick as the new leader of another movement. We could call it the Unthankful Movement. They had their Unthankful Day over this weekend. These are people that he got together with in Alcatraz. And, you know, later on the weekend, after this was reported, the meeting that was there, I was unfortunately scanning radio stations, a very dangerous thing to do, because you never know when it's going to land on NPR, make you outraged, like it did me. Before I could change it, I heard them talking about Alcatraz and how the Indians and Colin Kaepernick were meeting there to bellyache about how awful they've been treated by this country. And look, let's understand. The government has violated treaties with the Indians. That's a given. That's a given. But isn't it interesting? These people will always criticize white people, but not the American government. I'm with Russell Means. He made a distinction. He said, where white men fear to tread, he said the U.S. government has broken every treaty it ever made with the Indians. And he called them Indians because he said, look, people whose families have been here for centuries, like mine, I don't know where they came from. I don't really care. I had an uncle who traced the genealogy back to the beginning, but I don't really care. And this is the only country I've known. It's the only country I'm ever going to live in. And I will stay here and fight if necessary. But when the people who are looking at this are concerned about the way they were treated, and yeah, there's good and bad people in every group. You know, here's a news flash for all the people on the Indian side. There were Indian tribes and nations who initiated war, even against other Indians. Imagine that. How hateful is that? They enslaved other Indian tribes. They kept slaves. They captured and enslaved Europeans when they came here, too. And worst of all, they were, they hated illegal immigrants. The biggest crime, and you'll never hear them talk about that. But Russell Means got it right. He said, look, let's call each other Indians so people know who we're talking about, because there's people who've been here for centuries, and they're Native Americans as well. So let's talk about the Indians. And he said, as the U.S. government has broken every treaty with Indians, so too have they broken every aspect of the treaty they made with you, white man, the Constitution. And boy, was he right. Boy, was he right. And they're still breaking it in every way possible. But they want us fighting each other because of our skin color or because of the culture that we have, you know, the different nations, the different tongues, the different tribes. And so you got Colin Kaepernick more than happy to do that. And you got these people who hold what they call an un-Thanksgiving Day, angry that the government stole, they said, 1.5 billion acres of land from people. I guess they're not concerned, though, about the illegal immigrants. Do they not notice the current people replacement that's going on? Have they not noticed that? So Colin Kaepernick, a guy who, even though you had 75% of the NFL teams are willing to give him a second chance, even though he had severely damaged the NFL with his previous ungratefulness, unthankfulness, his arrogance, his pride. As a matter of fact, when I saw this, I tweeted out a quote from the Bible. You know, last days will be people who are lovers of their own selves. Do you think that maybe is Colin Kaepernick, or lovers of money, boastful, proud, unthankful? A lot of us fit in that category in America, don't we? But, you know, the question is, for these people having their unthankful day, why are other people dying to get into the United States? You know, I talked about the pilgrims and how they were getting out last week. I said, they did family separations. The government in England did family separations against these pilgrims. And they arrested the women and the children. And the men were on the boat loading stuff when they're trying to get to Holland. They just wanted to leave. Ah, you notice that difference? People getting arrested trying to, it's kind of like the people trying to get out of East Germany or North Korea. Yeah, it was the pilgrims trying to get out of England in those days. And they separated families and they arrested people for trying to leave the country. We got people who are trying to get into this country. Big difference, isn't it? So maybe Colin Kaepernick and the Indians ought to take a look at that. It's absolutely amazing. And I look at that, and it stands in such stark contrast to what America's always been about. Last week, AOC, stop calling it free stuff. It's public goods. We own it. You don't own it. You didn't earn it. You don't own it. It's owned by the public. She's a full-on communist. And the pilgrims nearly starve being communists like that. They really don't understand anything about human nature. They don't understand anything about politics. They don't know nothing about history or science books. We'll go to that. I have to have the Sam Cooke song to lead us into that. President Trump is going to be going to a NATO summit. And he is shifting his tone now. He should not be shifting his tone. He wants to sound like a world leader, but where are these people in NATO leading us? Well, just take a look at the OPCW. It's become so amazing that even people outside of InfoWars are now talking about it. We've been talking about it for 4 years, or 3 years in a row. They did false flag attacks in the spring. And then on the third year, 2018, they sexed it up with a false flag attack with a Skripal poisoning. But we've had Tucker Carlson come out and talk to an OPCW, somebody who was talking about that. Peter Hitchens, the brother, Christian brother of atheist Christopher Hitchens, who's now no longer an atheist, said, I stood outside a safe house in a road I cannot name in a major European city I cannot identify. Not sure what I might find inside. I had no way of being sure. I was nervous that the meeting would be some sort of trap. Inside, he talked to the OPC scientists, who are not politicians. The scientists who are not trying to propagandize people. And we'll tell you what he found and the implications for that and for NATO when we come back. Stay with us.
There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War. When 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines, more than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, General, we're completely surrounded. He said, good, we can attack in all directions. Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalist. InfoWars Black Friday is here with the biggest sales of the year. 50% off on DNA Force Plus, triple Patriot points, free shipping, and a free bottle of our best-selling nootropic, Brain Boost, Brain Force Plus. Did you hear what I just said? That's just one of more than 40 huge specials. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. Boosting your cells, growing new mitochondria, regrowing nerves. It just goes on and on with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and the other ingredients. And then you get triple Patriot points for your next order. You get free shipping on this order. And ladies and gentlemen, you get a free bottle of Brain Force Plus. This is the big Black Friday sale at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sale of the year, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As President Trump is eager to be seen as an international leader going to NATO, he's toning down the rhetoric attacking NATO. Big mistake. Big mistake to do that. They're not our friends. They are our enemies. The enemies of our Constitution. The enemies of our country. They're the ones who were pushing us very hard to get into Syria. Remember the back and forth that I refer to all the time between Senator Sessions and Leon Panetta, when he was defense secretary. And then Senator Sessions said, well, you're going to tell us if you're going to put troops in Syria, right? We need to have a vote on that in the Congress. Well, we'll consult NATO, the UN, and our other allies, and we might let you know. Well, golly, I can't believe he said that. You know what the Constitution is, and he just didn't care. I mean, the most arrogant, just dripping arrogance, Panetta, as Obama's defense secretary. And, of course, they did put troops there. NATO wanted it. UN wanted it. The Obama administration wanted it. The Pentagon wants it, and it doesn't matter what President Trump wants. These people who have been left behind, this permanently entrenched bureaucracy. I think Pompeo put it best. He says, well, President Trump makes these statements, and then we present him with facts. What kind of facts are those? Are these slides of the JFK assassination facts? What kind of facts are they presenting President Trump with? It's absolutely amazing. Well, let's talk about some of the facts that they use to get us involved in war. If bodies like the OPCW cannot be trusted, World War III could be started by a lie, said Peter Hitchens in the UK. What is the OPCW, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons? These are the people who are supposed to go in and evaluate in these multiple false flags that we've had in Syria. And then, of course, remember, in the spring of 2018, we had two false flags. Everybody is focused on what happened in Douma in Syria, and rightfully so. It's a very well-documented lie. WikiLeaks has now shown us the report from the OPCW inspectors, what they wrote. They said, we tested the area and there is no concentration of the alleged poisonous gas. It's just a trace amount. It's no different than it would be anywhere else. And if there had been an attack, it would be there. And the people running the OPCW falsified that report. And so what WikiLeaks did was they released both of the reports. But we've also had a second whistleblower from that organization, from the OPCW, who addressed the issue of any ballistics and anything else that might have been shot in there. And he called false on that as well. And so Peter Hitchens recounted for the Mail on Sunday in the UK his experience in meeting with whistleblowers from the OPCW. And he said, I stood outside a safe house in a road I cannot name in a major city that I cannot identify, not sure of what I might find inside. I had no way of being sure. I was nervous the meeting might be some sort of trap. Once he got inside the house, he said, he was greeted by a serious patient expert, a non-political scientist whose priority was, until now, always to do the hard, gritty work of verification, traveling to scenes of alleged horror, sifting and searching for hard evidence of what really happened. Very different, quite frankly, than what we would see the CNN reporters do. As they alleged that nerve gas had been dropped in the area. You had the famous report from the CNN reporter who goes on the scene, picks up a piece of cloth to test it for nerve gas or chemical weapons. And I forget what the gas was at the time. But she picked it up and sniffed it. That gas had no scent. And if it had been present, it would have killed her. That's the way CNN tests for it. They knew that there wasn't anything there. Just like we did. It was just for show. The whiff, as we would say, the whiff of political interference had begun as a faint, unpleasant smell in the air and had grown until it was an intolerable stench. Very different than what was found on the ground by that CNN reporter, but very palpable and nevertheless. Formerly easygoing superiors had turned into tricky bureaucrats. My source calmly showed me various pieces of evidence that they were who they said they were, that they knew what they claimed to know, and made it clear they worked for the OPCW and knew the inner workings. They then revealed a document to me. This was an email of a protest sent to senior OPCW officials saying that a report on the alleged Syrian poison gas attack in Douma, April 2018, had been savagely censored so as to alter its meaning. In decades of journalism, I've received quite a few leaks. I've gotten leaks, said Peter Hitchens, over luxurious and expensive lunches with cabinet ministers, anonymous leaks that just turned up in envelopes, leaks from union officials and employers, and so forth, but I've never seen one like this. It scared me, he wrote. If it was true, then something hugely dishonest and dangerous was going on in a place where absolute integrity was vital. If such bodies as the OPCW cannot be trusted, then World War III could one day be started by a lie. Let's understand. World War III will be started by a lie. Every war is started by lies. Every war. It will be no exception. Was World War One started by a lie? Yes. just name it. But the thing that really concerns me is I'm glad that many people across the spectrum now are pointing this out. You had, as I said, WikiLeaks showed the two documents. You had whistleblowers meet personally with Peter Hitchens and show him the evidence. And he's reporting it. And I'm glad they're doing it. We've been telling you this is false for quite some time. You see, as Roger Stone pointed out, you know, he's in jail now. You don't have to actually see the documents if you know how the people operate. And if they've done it many times before, you can make a very educated prediction. And then eventually the documents show up. We told you that they were spying on us illegally. Even as James Clapper was lying to Congress and committing perjury that they never even charged him with. We told you he was lying, and then the documents came out within a month or two after that from Snowden, showing that he was lying. We've told you so many different things. All you have to do is put the pieces together. I'm not just up here making pronouncements, you know, like Carnac the Magnificent. I'm telling you why these things are the way they are. And what nobody's talking about still, and this is what bothers me as much as anything else, is the phony Skripal poisoning. I told you from the very first day it was phony. Because the people who were treating him didn't have any protection. And as Putin said a few days later, if it was Novichok, and that was in and of itself a dead giveaway, that they would pick a gas, a nerve gas that was manufactured by Russia, because we have our own nerve gas, VX nerve gas. And so why would they say it was Novichok, even if the people had had nerve gas-like symptoms? Well, it was clearly a propaganda ploy to target Russia to get us involved in Syria. That right there was enough to tell you it was a false flag if you're paying attention. And they didn't test it for many months. And when they did finally send a sample several months later to an OPCW authorized lab, and there's only about a half dozen of them worldwide, that Swiss lab said, we found mostly BZ gas, BZ, they called it, which is a class 2 prohibited chemical warfare weapon. In other words, it's got industrial uses, but it's not strictly a weapon. It can be used as a weapon. But BZ is not something that's used by the Russians. BZ gives you symptoms like opioid poisoning, which is what the physician who had worked on both of them without a hazmat suit for 30 minutes said. I thought they'd had an opioid overdose. They would have been dead if it was Novichok. She would have been dead. And then they make a big show of people in hazmat suits. And it was Nikki Haley, conservatives, who was pushing that harder than Theresa May. Theresa May's gone. You don't have to worry about her anymore. You better worry about Nikki Haley. And you better pay attention to what happened with that phony Skripal poisoning if you don't want some liar, some dangerous neocon like Nikki Haley in the White House. We'll be right back.
A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. Black Friday is here, and the sales are so numerous, there is no way to go over all of them. But let me just give you an example of some of the sales we have running right now. DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off on your next order. If you sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off on that order, making it a loss leader. But on top of it, I'm offering a free bottle of Brain Force Plus, our number one best-selling product, so that those of you that haven't tried it can see how it gives you clean, focused mental stamina is the term that I use, with none of the hangovers. Again, that's just one of the sales going right now. 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, free bottle of Brain Force Plus with DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action and fund this operation. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. The Anti-Defamation League is one of the most powerful globalist, leftist, anti-American organizations on the face of the planet. And they have declared that InfoWars is public enemy number one. They gave Tim Cook of Apple an award specifically for deplatforming me to make sure that tens of millions of people could not hear the show. And now they've had Sacha Baron Cohen come out and call for the arrest of big tech heads that do not turn full control over to the globalist ADL. And they've called for a complete purge of anyone promoting Americana. We are being demoralized. We are being conquered. And the enemy wants to shut InfoWars down because they understand that we've got their number and know how to defeat their paradigm. You have helped keep us on the air, but now the attacks are more insane than ever. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com during Black Friday for the biggest sales of the year and fund the InfoWar. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to take a look at what's going on in Virginia in just a second, right after this information about our sale. Talking again, program talking about how strong Black Friday sales were. I'm sorry, we shouldn't call it Black Friday. We should call it Friday of Color, right? Is that the politically correct term now? Black Friday being a good thing, being in the black as opposed to in the red when the accountants total up, you know, your profit margin. No prejudice there, but of course I'm sure that there are people who are offended by that. People like AOC, who don't understand the origins of the term, or anything, the origins of anything else for that matter. But as part of our Black Friday sale, we have not only 50% off and free shipping, we also have triple Patriot points. That's something we've never done before. That's essentially a 15% discount off of future purchases as well, based on the amount that you purchase this time. And we have some very special deals. We have Brain Force Plus we want you to try. That's my favorite supplement of all the things that we have here because we have so many products that you know are good for your health. Things like selenium and vitamin D. Our winter sun is a liquid vitamin D, especially this time of year when you're not getting outside much because of cold weather. That's why we call it winter sun. But, of course, also if you're in a warm climate, Austin, probably get less sunlight during the summer months when it's triple digits every day. either that or skin cancer. So we stay inside during the summer months here. So we need winter sun pretty much year-round down here. Of course, we do get out more in the winter. But everybody else in more northerly climates, you're going to want to get some winter sun to supplement the vitamin D that you're not getting from sunlight. So we've got a lot of different things like that. And it's hard to feel anything from a lot of these supplements, even though there's a lot of research saying you need vitamin D, you need selenium. We've got a great non-GMO, totally organic, I should say. Call it BioTrue Selenium. We have a great source of that as well. But you don't feel anything when you take selenium. Now, I take it on a regular basis because I've read the research and I know that I need it. And I want to make sure that I have sufficient selenium and a good source of it that is organic. And but when you take something like Brain Force, you actually do feel it. It helps you to focus. It helps you to recall. And so we want you to try that. So we've teamed that up with a couple of other discounts. You can buy Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, or the X3, Nascent Iodine. Either of those, you get 50% off, and you get a bottle of Brain Force for free. Same thing with DNA Force Plus. DNA Force, again, you can look at the research and you can see that PQQ is very effective at protecting your DNA health. The telomeres, the little end caps on your DNA, continue to get shorter and shorter as you age. As your DNA is replicating, those little end caps get shorter and shorter when they disappear. It's the best predictor, by the way, of your biological life expectancy is just to look at those little end caps, because when they disappear, your DNA starts to unravel. So there's 170 clinical studies showing the importance of PQQ, but you're not going to feel anything if you take it. You may live longer or whatever and not age as quickly, but you're not going to really feel anything right away. That's why I said I like DNA Force, Brain Force. But right now, if you get DNA Force Plus, 50% off, that's a big dollar savings. You can also try Brain Force for free. Get a free bottle of that. We have other products, 50% off, like Knockout, help you, it's all-natural sleep aid, help you get to sleep. Bod Ease, all-natural anti-inflammatory. It's curcumin and many other natural anti-inflammatory ingredients, nutraceuticals, we call them, because they come from food and herbs, but they are known to be safe and effective, so you can get Bod Ease, 50% off. And we have our krill oil back in stock at 50% off. Take a look at the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off, many, many products, free shipping, triple Patriot points, and many bundled specials as well at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Virginia. I hate to tell the folks in Virginia, but it's going to get a lot worse for the rest of us and the rest of the country as well, because what's going to happen is now that Virginia has a majority in the House and the Senate, a majority of Democrats, we've got a census coming up. And I don't know if they're going to be another election between now and then, but it's very, very important who controls the state houses when we have a census year. 2020 is a census year. And if the Democrats control the House there, they're going to be setting up the congressional districts. It's called gerrymandering. It's been around since the beginning of the Republic. And I've talked many times about what happened in North Carolina. 2008, North Carolina voted for Obama. 2 years later, people in North Carolina really didn't like the policies that Obama had put in. They didn't vote against him because he's black, or, well, he's white also. He's as white as he is black. But they didn't. It wasn't a racist thing. It was they didn't like his policies. They'd voted for him in 2008. In 2010, they elected Republicans everywhere. For the first time since Reconstruction. But what did not change was the congressional delegation in North Carolina, because that's a function of how the districts are drawn. So everything in North Carolina changed. It's all Republican sweep because the reaction against Obama, except for the House. But it was 2010. It was a census year. And that Republican legislature got to pick the districts. And then that changed the number of Republicans in Congress, and that affected the entire country. Same thing's going to happen in Virginia. What's happening there is amazing how quickly the Democrats have moved to punish gun owners, to introduce bills that are going to extend to children, to martial arts activities, and other things like that. And we're going to break this down. We're going to tell you some people push back against this idea that they're outlawing martial arts training. I'll tell you why I believe it still applies. But I want to begin with a story that comes out of Houston here, reported by the New York Post for some reason. A false tip, fraudulent warrant, and a no-knock raid, and two innocent people dead. It's a story about a couple of veteran cops who've been working in the war on drugs for quite some time. And let me tell you that gun prohibition is going to be like drug prohibition in terms of innocent people, in terms of making the prohibited item more concentrated and more dangerous. Same thing happened with alcohol. It happened again with drugs, and it will happen with guns. But we've already seen this type of thing happening with red flag gun laws. We've already had individuals killed who were informed upon by other people. Sometimes all it takes is a neighbor that doesn't like you or a family member that doesn't like you. Do you have family members that don't like you? Do you have neighbors that don't like you? Do you have neighbors who are upset because you homeschool your kids or other grievances that they have with you that they might report you as a dangerous person? This is what's going to happen. Just look at what happened with the war on drugs. This was a no-knock raid. They found no evidence of drug dealing. But as sometimes happens when armed people break into your home, sometimes you shoot back. Right? That's just a natural response. Try to defend yourself. And what happened was the people who were inside, two of them were killed. It was based on a false tip from a neighbor. That neighbor who prompted the investigation is now conveyed with charging false information to the police. But then the Department of Justice says that the police took that false tip and they came up with a fraudulent search warrant. They said a veteran narcotics officer who retired just this last March after 34 years with the Houston Police Department invented a heroin purchase by a non-existent confidential informant. So some crank neighbor calls him up, and then he invents a transaction. He invents an informant. They use that for a no-knock raid. When the people have guys bust in on them with guns drawn, they shoot back. They weren't doing any drugs. But the police kill them. They're now charged with civil rights violations that could send them to prison for life. And it should. I'm glad to see that. I'm glad that they're not going to cover this up because they're police officers. Corruption needs to be punished. It needs to be punished for Hillary Clinton. Stephen Bryant, a narcotics officer who backed up Goins' story of a drug deal, that Goins is the other officer, who backed up the story of a drug deal that never happened, is charged with falsifying records. And again, the neighbors charged with falsifying information to the police. Over 12 years, this one individual, the Houston Chronicle found, had obtained nearly 100 no-knock warrants, like the one that was used in this case, almost always claiming that the informants had seen firearms in the home that they wanted to search. Now, I want you to think about that. We talk about these new gun laws coming up in Virginia, and they're being introduced all across the country. Take the guns, do the due process later, right? We'll be right back.
There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War, when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. InfoWars Black Friday is here with the biggest sales of the year. 50% off on DNA Force Plus, triple Patriot points, free shipping, and a free bottle of our best-selling nootropic, Brain Boost. Brain Force Plus. Did you hear what I just said? That's just one of more than 40 huge specials. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. Boosting your cells, growing new mitochondria, regrowing nerves. It just goes on and on with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and the other ingredients. And then you get triple Patriot points in your next order. You get free shipping on this order. And ladies and gentlemen, you get a free bottle of Brain Force Plus. This is the big Black Friday sale at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sale of the year, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. And now, The David Knight Show.
As I tweeted out over this weekend, looking at this article from NewsWars, proposed Virginia law would outlaw Krav Maga, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and many other things, right? So is that a reach or is that true under this law? We've had several laws introduced by the Democrats in no time at all. We got to get rid of the guns. We got to get rid of the training. We have to make it a felony, a class 5 felony. If a person is marching, drilling, or parading with any firearm. Okay. If the goal is to intimidate, they say. Oh, well, let's understand. Now, the people who are looking at this and trying to say, there's nothing to see here. Move on. This is all about basically what happened at Charlottesville. Well, I've got a lot of concern about how Charlottesville was spun by the media, by the government. But understand that if they say, if your goal is to intimidate, what we're talking about here is really a hate crime piece of legislation. What they're saying is if your parade or your march is to intimidate people, we're going to consider that to be bullying. We're going to consider that to be hate speech. It'll be a hate march. It'll be a hate drill. It'll be a hate parade. And when you look at hate crimes, when you look at the claims that have been used to purge people for censorship, it always involves something subjective like bullying or hate. Hate crimes are an open invitation to tyranny because they're not objective. What they're doing is, in the past, we've had as part of a trial where somebody did something that could be proven a concrete act. Let's say that they murdered somebody, and you might look at the motivation for that, and as part of that, you might say, well, look, you know, we've got these indications that they hated this individual, so because of that and because of circumstantial stuff, we put all that together to build a case that this person is the murderer. But there was a murder committed. There was a crime, an actual crime, an objective crime. And you had to show that a crime had been committed. And then these other more subjective things would be introduced to try to identify which person had committed the objective crime. But now these subjective things have become crimes in and of themselves. And that's where we went off the rails. We knew that it was going to go down this way. We said that about hate crimes for a long time. Hate and bullying speech has now been used to purge speech as an excuse to take away the First Amendment. And when you look at this proposed Virginia law, you got some people pushing back against it, saying, well, you know, this is talking about anybody that is training in something that is self-defense or something that could be lethal in its training. And of course, that's why we mentioned Krav Maga and other things at NewsWars. Any technique capable of causing injury or death to persons? Well, that'd pretty much be all martial arts, wouldn't it? Especially things like Krav Maga. Could even include things like Taekwondo or karate or whatever. Subjectively, yes, of course, any of those things could be used to kill somebody in a fight. So that would include all forms of defense training. But they say, we don't envision Virginian authorities barging in on training courses anytime soon. Why? Oh, because it would have to be done as with intention of training to further civil disorder. Okay, well, that sounds good initially, but think about how they have used hate crimes. How are they going to measure intention? This is a very subjective standard. Very subjective. You know, when they go in and say, well, you know, you should have known that, here it is, you demonstrate this to somebody, you teach this to somebody, you know they're going to use it. Okay, well, that's one thing. But you have reason to know or think that they might be intending to do that? Now we're starting to get pulled back quite a bit from some kind of an objective determination. Understand this will be used against people they don't like.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Do they want us defenseless even without our guns? Yes, the Virginia Democrats want to take the guns, all of them. No grandfather clause, no mention of the U.S. Constitution, no mention of the Virginia Constitution, no mention of the Bill of Rights. Just turn them all in, Mr. and Mrs. America, or Mr. and Mrs. Virginia for the time being. This is what's going to happen in every state that gets a Democrat majority. Now, we'll be talking about what's going on with the Supreme Court and what the New York legislature is trying to do there. But let's just take a look at the state of Virginia, for starters. We've talked about, and we will get back to this gun control bill, because there's more in there than just gun control. But let's take a look at this other bill that's the subject of the article that you'll find at InfoWars.com. Proposed Virginia law would outlaw Krav Maga, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, kickboxing, Tai Chi, firearms instruction, and any kind of self-defense training. Some people say, well, no, they have to, you have to know that you're giving this to somebody and that they're eventually going to misuse that. This is the kind of logic, however, that is being used by the Sandy Hook families and the judicial system to sue Remington because they made AR-15s. Oh, well, you should have known that this was going to be used to harm somebody. That's the whole point of your product. And the Supreme Court is saying, no, we're going to let that lawsuit go forward, even though we've never held manufacturers of any kind of equipment, whether it's firearms or automobiles or an axe or something like that. We've never, or knife. We've never had manufacturers held responsible when somebody used any of those tools in a crime. And they were only responsible if they were negligent in the manufacturing of it. So say you're using a knife and the head comes off because it's poorly manufactured and it kills somebody, or using a firearm and it blows up because it's poorly manufactured, then you should be sued. But if you made a lawful product and somebody misused it, now we're saying they can be sued. And the Republicans saw this coming from the Democrats. They passed a law specifically years before Sandy Hook, and yet that's being ignored. and it's being ignored by our courts. So it is turning all of our liability issues on end. So don't tell me when we have a bill that says that it's going to be a class 5 felony if you have a firearm and you have a march or a parade or a protest or a drill or something and somebody feels intimidated by that. People are getting their feelings hurt all the time on social media, and that's used as a basis to shut you down permanently because of bullying or intimidation or whatever. Now they're going to lock you up with a class 5 felony for that type of thing. I felt threatened. Okay. Class 5 felony. So just the mere possession of a firearm, when you're exercising your First Amendment rights, they're going to treat that as if it were an assault. Like you went up and stuck a gun in somebody's face and verbally threatened them. That's just assembles with one or more persons with the intent of intimidating any person. So that's a very subjective thing. Any person or group of persons by drilling, parading, or marching with a firearm. As I've said before, out of all of the protests for civil rights, for free speech, and so forth that I've seen, the only time that I've seen the police not go overboard with people was when the protesters were carrying firearms. We had a situation down in San Antonio. It had people who were trying to establish the fact that they have a right to keep and to bear arms, and that if you walk around with a firearm slung over your shoulder, you're not threatening anybody. And they were being hassled by the San Antonio police. So there was a massive demonstration. Everybody got together. We covered it here at InfoWars, went down there. You can see that clip of Alex Jones in front of the Alamo giving a speech. That's a great shot. I got that shot. I'm very proud of that shot that I got. But they didn't hassle anybody, even though everybody was carrying firearms slung over their shoulders, until almost everybody was gone. And then they started again. When there was just one or two people there, they started hassling them. Saw the same thing at the Bundy Ranch. Individuals walking along, if they weren't armed, even people that had absolutely nothing to do with protesting what was being done to the ranchers in that area. They were just out hiking. And they got attacked by BLM thugs because they weren't armed. But when people carried arms, they acted differently. See, firearms can be a deterrent to violence. It can deter the government from violence. It can deter criminals from violence. And the idea that there's an armed population deters criminals and governments from taking actions that they otherwise would. Take a look at Hong Kong. The people there understand that. But what they're saying here now in this Virginia law, you'll be guilty of unlawful paramilitary activity, punishable as a class 5 felony if you teach or demonstrate anybody the use, application, or making of any firearm, or a technique capable of causing injury or death to a person, if you knowing or having reason to know or intending that such training will be employed for use in or furtherance of civil disorder. And again, that's a very subjective standard. And it can be used to come after people in the same way that the Sandy Hook families are coming after Remington. They had no understanding that any of their products are going to be used that way. But that's the implication that the Democrats are doing to shut them down. And that's what they're going to do to come after firearm owners. If you teach any kind of martial arts, assemble with one or more persons for the purpose of training, a technique that's capable of causing injury or death to other persons. Or if you assemble with one or more persons to speak, because your speech might be intimidation. They don't like your speech. Say, this is anti-First Amendment as well as the anti-Second Amendment. I don't agree with those who say, well, you know, the police aren't going to go in and start shutting down martial arts classes. No, they won't. They'll just use it as a pretense to go after people that they don't like, people who are political dissidents, people whose politics they don't like. See, I haven't shut down everybody on social media. It's just the people they don't like. They claim that you're bullying and intimidating other people, and that's exactly what they're going to do with this. And then if we go back and revisit this other law that we had talked about, Bill number 16, introduced by a guy who has a long history of being a communist authoritarian. Of course, you know, that's redundant. He's a Democrat. Saslaw. It begins with a lot of attention to children before it ever gets into firearms. And it's talking about delinquent children and how they will lose their driving privileges if they are found to have alcohol or drugs or truancy. And I find it very unusual that they say a denial of driving privileges shall be for a period of 6 months unless the offense is committed by a child under the age of 16 and 3 months, in which case the child's ability to apply for a driver's license shall be delayed for a period of 6 months following the date he reaches the age of 16. And they extend this to truancy. How long is it going to take Virginia to throw in vaccines on this stuff as well? We've already seen the governor wake up America with the idea that he thinks it's okay to kill babies that survive attempted murder. You try to abort this baby, ripping it limb by limb. If the baby survives, you can just set it over there and let it expire. Everybody was awakened by that, Ralph Northam. But, of course, it continues. And many people didn't realize it was already the practice in many states exposed in the Gosnell trial.
Who is Alex Jones? Mainstream media calls him a conspiracy theorist, fake news, crazy, and worst of all, a fear monger. But the only thing to truly fear is missing out on all the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday, 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 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points for InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday sale. 50% off your favorites like Survival Shield X2 and X3. 50% off of Brain Force Plus. 50% off DNA Force Plus. Remember when we had llamas? This Black Friday, Friday, Friday. Don't have fear of missing out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points only this Black Friday at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fear of missing out is a serious condition that can only be treated by going to InfoWarsStore.com.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. Anti-Defamation League is one of the most powerful globalist leftist anti-American organizations on the face of the planet. And they have declared that InfoWars is public enemy number one. They gave Tim Cook of Apple an award specifically for deplatforming me to make sure that tens of millions of people could not hear the show. And now they've had Sacha Baron Cohen come out and call for the arrest of big tech heads that do not turn full control over to the globalist ADL. And they've called for a complete purge of anyone promoting Americana. We are being demoralized. We are being conquered. And the enemy wants to shut InfoWars down because they understand that we've got their number and know how to defeat their paradigm. You have helped keep us on the air, but now the attacks are more insane than ever. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com during Black Friday for the biggest sales of the year and fund the InfoWar. Please take action. Black Friday is here. and the sales are so numerous, there is no way to go over all of them. But let me just give you an example of some of the sales we have running right now. DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off on your next order. If you sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off on that order, making it a loss leader. But on top of it, I'm offering a free bottle of Brain Force Plus, our number one best-selling product, so that those of you that haven't tried it can see how it gives you clean, focused mental stamina is the term that I use, with none of the hangovers. Again, that's just one of the sales going right now. 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, free bottle of Brain Force Plus with DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action and fund this operation.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Keeping up with this, because the climate pimps keep changing their tune, don't they? You know, first it's snow miser. You know, it's going to be global cooling. That's how this nonsense started. Then it became global warming. And now they've got to come up with a new name. And I reported last week how the most frequently used word, or actually it's a phrase, is climate emergency now. We just can't get alarmist enough. As Breitbart is pointing out, they are talking about how they're going to rebrand climate change. Because, you know, climate change, it just kind of sounds like natural seasons. And it is kind of like that. I understand there's a difference between weather and climate. But these people don't draw a distinction. Every time it's warm, every time there's a forest fire, or if there's a hurricane in Florida, see, that's their dire predictions have come true. Except when we have unseasonably cold weather, like we are right now. Oh, well, no, that's just a temporary thing. Or maybe, you know, it's due to global warming and climate change or climate emergency. But here's some of the other terms that they're bandying around. A article at Ad Age this week. The writer argues that we've got to get people serious about this, so we're going to have to rebrand it. You understand, this is about marketing and propaganda. Where's Edward Bernays when we need him? That's what these people are saying. Well, quite frankly, they've been very good in terms of coming up with names and labels. That is their superpower. They're able to come up with and appropriate names that have a positive connotation, you know, things like liberalism. For the longest time, you know, I had a lot of people would say, well, I'm a classical liberal. In other words, they believed in liberty. And that's what liberal used to mean. It used to mean somebody that believed in freedom and liberty. You had people talking about a liberal education. They didn't mean that they were going to get propagandized in socialism and communism. No, when that term was coined, what they were saying was that a liberal education would educate you in basic information and in the techniques of how to continue to learn. So they saw a liberal education as providing you with the tools of learning and some basis there so that you were liberated, so that you were free to pursue your own education as a lifelong pursuit. Now the only lifelong thing about education is your college debt. No, real education is a lifelong pursuit. But they're not giving people the tools of education. They're not giving them critical thought. But they did appropriate the term liberal. And they appropriated the term progressive. You know, progress is a good thing, right? Except these people are not about progress. They're about taking us back into the Stone Age. And so, as this person put it in Ad Age, he said, people have gotten too used to the idea that climate is changing. And they need to be shocked. You know, you talk about climate change again, it's just like the seasons. And of course, you know, that would involve natural processes like the sun, but we can't look at that. Could the tools of branding and brand naming create a more resonant, powerful name? Asks Aaron Hall. Well, of course, of course. You know, so he suggests some things like this. How about global meltdown? Oh yeah, global melting, climate collapse, climate chaos. Maybe they could come up with something that starts with P, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Oh, we got trouble right here. Scorched earth, that's his one that he really likes. He likes that a lot. He says, sometimes a brand name needs to be hyperbolic to truly capture hearts and minds. If we don't take massive action now, the earth will be uninhabitable, and we'll have to go on rockets made by Elon Musk to Mars. See, that's one of the things I have against Elon Musk. This guy is the biggest pimp for this lie of climate change that the world has ever seen. He's the P.T. Barnum of climate change. And I think he's persuaded more people than the Pope has. But he's part of that group. He's not an entrepreneur. He's a thief. He makes money by crony capitalism. That's what I think we ought to call it. We ought to call it crony climatism. How about that? Because that's what Elon Musk does. He's a crony climatist. yeah. Climate emergency. No, it's crony climatism, really. John Kerry wants to call it a climate war. Let's play that clip, John Kerry. We've got to act like this is a war. Video clip number 4.
Is attention to the issue really the issue right now? This feels like a 10-year ago problem. The issue right now is convincing a certain president of the United States to act.
It feels like 50 years ago.
Well, it's not just the president, Chuck. There are great efforts out there, many environmental groups, young people particularly, but no country is getting the job done. I mean, the simple reality is that we are way behind the eight ball. Things are getting worse, not better. And so we have our unlikely allies coming together here. Mm-hmm. There's no group that has people as diverse as ours in terms of nationality, age, gender, ideology, background, life experience. And all of these people have come together saying,
investment
we've
in
got
green
to
companies.
Treat this like a war. I mean, it has to require decision making and organization and efforts that are just not taking place. And
We gotta make a war out of this, he says, right? There's great efforts out there. Many environmental groups, he said, young people. This is on one of yesterday's Sunday news programs, Meet the Press. And he said, no country's getting the job done. I mean, the simple reality is we're getting way behind the eight ball. The eight ball. Things are getting worse, not better. We have unlikely allies coming together here. There's no group as diverse as ours. You heard all that. We've got gender on our side. All these people need to come together saying, we've got to treat this like war. You're not the first one to say that. Not the last one either. We had a UN official talking about how this is a war against nature. For many decades, the human species has been at war with the planet. And now the planet is fighting back. This is a kind of anthropomorphism, kind of neo-paganism, kind of pantheism that we expect out of Hollywood idiots. You know, like Jennifer Lawrence. Mother, exclamation mark. Mother, Mother Earth is fighting us back. Anything that's bad, you know, it is an act of Mother Nature. No, this is paganism. The idea of Mother Earth, Gaia theory. The human population is nothing but a virus, and we're destroying this sentient being, the collective Earth. So humans are not rational. But all of the rest of nature is somehow rational. No, Hollywood and the UN and the Democrats are irrational. We must stop our war against nature, and science tells us that we can do it. No, it's not science. And it's not a war. But I'll tell you, you know, when we look at the Green New Deal, the difference between the old New Deal and the new deal sold by AOC is that the first New Deal was supposed to fix a depression. This one is going to cause it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A question. question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true. But I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. Major report out of major university. Researchers working on food-based treatment to slow aging, Science Daily. Probiotics in the gut of a particular type cause your entire body to be healthier and make you live longer and make you not get intestinal cancer. We have the very best formula, literally, with what they even mention in the studies. And it explains that the hormone called FGF21 pro-longevity heals the entire body and actually reverses aging, but is only made in the lower intestine. Oh, and what does it say? It's fiber from a spectrum of certain types of berries that grows this. And yes, this is a plug. Gut Fusion. And what do we have in this? High auric berry blend, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, cranberry, escoblio, grape, and pomegranate. It's the pulp from them that then grows this. Gut Fusion for children, for young people, for old people, for everybody. This is fiber and glutamine. You're not going to find a better formula. Gut Fusion. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Climate emergency, climate collapse, climate chaos, scorched earth, global meltdown, global melting. No, I suggest we use the term crony climatism. It's kind of interesting to me that these people on the left are so blind to the rapacious capitalism corrupt capitalism that is undergirding this. And, of course, they're looking the other way because it's also allied with government control. It is a kind of fascism. Many people accurately call it eco-fascism. It is a form of fascism, a merger of government and corporations to get what they both want, money and power. And that's what's really happening here. So we have John Kerry saying we've got to treat this like a war. We've got the guy at the UN. His name is Antonio Guterres. He warned yesterday ahead of this climate conference that everybody is flying to, spending who knows how many carbon things, whatever the unit of measurement is. How do they measure carbon? Is it by the quart, by the gallon? No, it's probably metric, I'm sure, coming out of the EU. Can you put a number on it? No, of course not. These people don't have to worry about that. Only Saint Greta, and she is being worshipped like a saint in Sweden and elsewhere, San Francisco, other places. But this guy in the UN, Antonio Guterres, a UN chief, as AFP identifies him, said for many decades the human species has been at war with the planet, and now the planet is fighting back again. This whole idea that Mother Earth is sending us bad weather, and no matter what, even if it is massive snowstorms as we see happening across the country, that's climate change. That's, we got a bad snowstorm. That's a meltdown. We're melting down. More than a foot of snow is expected in parts of upstate New York eastward to southern Maine. New York Governor Cuomo had to cut short his trip to sunny Puerto Rico so he could get back and wallow in the snow and talk about climate change. The system has been pummeling the U.S. since before Thanksgiving. It's dumped heavy snow from parts of California to the northern Midwest, inundating other areas with rain. And I understand that weather is not climate, but these people don't. Any change in weather is considered to be a climate crisis. The sky is falling, the unicorns are farting, and we're all going to die. And good for that, because we don't need as many humans. That's the bottom line. When they talk about population control, they're not talking about simply taking away your standard of living, locking you into a open-air jail cell that they call smart cities. The UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, no, sustainable tyranny. They're not simply talking about that. No, they want to reduce the number of humans. Population control in that sense is very real for these people. And they're bringing it back, as you saw Bloomberg talking about that the other day. The climate chief at the UN went on to say, climate-related disasters are becoming more frequent. And I would say to him, prove it. Prove it. You got some data to back that up? Show us your data. Whenever you challenge these people, I've talked about this before, I was with a group that wanted to see Michael Mann's data. Okay, Michael Mann, you did this research at a public university. You're being paid by them. You're writing emails about your research that you're being paid for by the public university on university computers. And you have published your paper, your conclusion. So show us the data that your paper is based on, because now your conclusions are being used to craft public policy. No, I'm not going to show you that. You can't do that. You are attacking my privacy, said Michael Mann. You are trying to put a chilling effect on academia. No, we just want you to back up your science, so-called science, by showing us your data. No, you can't see that. I'm not showing you that. That's mine. That's private. No, you did that on a university computer, and he got away with it. And so this guy at the UN, Guterres, said there's going to be a UN report going to be released in a few days, just timed to this new event that they have, showing the last 5 years are the warmest on record. No, this is just show us the math, show us your data, show us your models. If you don't have that, it's not science. It's simply philosophy and propaganda and branding and marketing. And that's what this really is. He doesn't want to prove that climate-related disaster. They just call everything a climate-related disaster. And then he says, makes this claim, and this has been debunked over and over again. It's one of the first things I covered when I came here at InfoWars because it was breaking in North Carolina. Steve Malloy happened to notice that the EPA right there in Research Triangle Park where I worked and lived had to send some people to an emergency room with some tests that they were doing. So I started looking into that, and they found out that they were hooking people up. They would take out the carbon monoxide that would kill people right away. But they were hooking them up with that exception directly to diesel exhaust and trying to give them extremely high levels of particulate matter. As a matter of fact, they were giving them 72 times the level that the EPA already said was harmful to people. And they had pre-screened, when they selected people for this human experimentation, they had asked for people who had respiratory or heart issues. And even with that, they only had a couple of people that they managed to get sick and have to send out for healthcare. But when Steve researched this, he found out that they were doing human experimentation. And at the same time they were doing that at the EPA in Research Triangle Park, working with the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, you had the EPA director at the time, Lisa Jackson, one of the first people, by the way, one of the first Democrats. She was a real groundbreaker. She was one of the first ones to have shady emails and pseudonyms and to try to manipulate her position in the bureaucracy and do other things. And she was successful at hiding that information. Nevertheless, Lisa Jackson was coordinating with then Congressman Markey from Massachusetts. He's now a senator. And they did a dog and pony show where she put out the lie saying that more people were dying from particulate matter than were dying of cancer. And that's a bold-faced lie. The EPA on its website, and I showed this when I came here and did my reports on it, the EPA on their website where they defined fine particulate matter, things that you're going to find in diesel fuel, if it's not cleaned properly. They had a picture of the Smoky Mountains. And they said, this is an example of fine particulate matter. That was the picture that they had up on their website. Now, the Smoky Mountains were called the Smoky Mountains long before there was any European industrialization there. It was the Indians who gave it that name. But they use that. That's the kind of lies that they use. That lie that the Smoky Mountains are fine particulate matter, the lie that more people are dying, and she made it very clear. She was very emphatic. I'm not saying, Congressman, that they're getting sick. I'm saying they're dying, and more people are dying than are dying of cancer. That was thoroughly debunked. It was a bold-faced lie because just like screening for people who had respiratory and heart issues, they were trying to push the limits, the prohibitions on diesel, which eventually they did. You know, eventually the EPA put tens of billions of dollars of fines against VW as they were getting ready to build a very reliable, very, very high mileage, very clean diesel engine. As they were getting ready to bring that to the United States, they came up with their emission cheating scandal. Let me tell you, the people who have been cheating on emissions have been the EPA and Congress. And so this guy is still selling this stuff. Air pollution associated with climate change kills 7 million people. And then he goes on with a lie saying that China and India have given scant indication that they will deepen their commitments. Well, yeah, they don't have any commitments to the Paris Climate Accord. They were given a complete free pass. It's not about any kind of global climate issue. It's about transferring our economy to them.
The Anti-Defamation League is one of the most powerful globalist, leftist, anti-American organizations on the face of the planet. And they have declared that InfoWars is public enemy number one. They gave Tim Cook of Apple an award specifically for deplatforming me to make sure that tens of millions of people could not hear the show. And now they've had Sacha Baron Cohen come out and call for the arrest of big tech heads that do not turn full control over to the globalist ADL. And they've called for a complete purge of anyone promoting Americana. We are being demoralized. We are being conquered. And the enemy wants to shut InfoWars down because they understand that we've got their number and know how to defeat their paradigm. You have helped keep us on the air, but now the attacks are more insane than ever. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com during Black Friday for the biggest sales of the year and fund the InfoWar. Please take action. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Who is Alex Jones? Mainstream media calls him a conspiracy theorist, fake news, crazy, and worst of all, a fear monger. But the only thing to truly fear
is missing out on all the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday, 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 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points for InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday sale. 50% off your favorites like Survival Shield X2 and X3. 50% off of Brain Force Plus. 50% off DNA Force Plus. Remember when we had llamas? This Black Friday, Friday, Friday. Don't have fear of missing out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points only this Black Friday at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fear of missing out is a serious condition and can only be treated by going to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Black Friday is here with the biggest sales of the year. 50% off on DNA Force Plus, triple Patriot points, free shipping, and a free bottle of our best-selling nootropic, Brain Boost, Brain Force Plus. Did you hear what I just said? That's just one of more than 40 huge specials. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. Boosting your cells, growing new mitochondria, regrowing nerves. It just goes on and on with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and the other ingredients. And then you get triple Patriot points in your next order. You get free shipping on this order. And ladies and gentlemen, you get a free bottle of Brain Force Plus. This is the big Black Friday sale at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sale of the year, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Working starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair. He's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine.
Oh, yeah, but they're intending on running yours, and they're going to run everything about your life. And the justification for all this is environmental. Wherever you look, it's always, it comes back to some kind of environmental alarmism from the climate crony people that are working on this. Pelosi and many other Democrats are going to be flying to this UN climate meeting in Spain this week. The Pelosi delegation will join almost 25,000 people and 1,500 journalists all flying into Spain to attend the meeting. How much is that going to cost in terms of carbon thingies? Well, it's incalculable, isn't it? And yet, when we look at that kind of hypocrisy that's out there, let's not forget it's not just Democrats, but it's also rhinos like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Never really did consider him to be a Republican, but he operated under that label for a while. He has, meanwhile, been taking multiple flights to Germany because he spent $100,000 on a six-wheeled army vehicle called a Pinsgauer, or something like that. some kind of esoteric, super expensive armored vehicle, Penzgauer. Show a picture of that. There it is, right there. Isn't that amazing? Now, it's not eco-friendly enough for him, so he's making multiple trips to Germany to check on the way that they're going to modify it to make it more economical. Well, here's a way that you can make that more economical. Arnold, you could not have a giant vehicle like that. You could get rid of the armor. You know, you might get a small two-seater car like I've got that doesn't weigh several tons. That would be a start. That's one thing that you can do to make it more economical. You can get it to run off a diesel and have a clean diesel. That would make it more economical than, or, you know, than even powering it with batteries. But he's made so many trips back and forth. He's had multiple flights to Germany. And think about that. How much is he using in terms of what they measure, carbon footprint? What is his carbon footprint that he is spending to take these trips to Germany to make his gigantic six-wheeled military assault vehicle more eco-friendly? This is a guy who has been virtue signaling with Greta Thunberg. She came here. You know, he was going around posing for pictures with her on bicycles. There's one of them. Letting her travel in his Tesla Model 3 and so forth. And now he's got this gigantic thing out there. That's the hypocrisy we see from these people. The kind of hypocrisy we saw from Greta as well. You know, we talked about the fact that, you know, she was so upset that they had moved this climate conference from Chile. Santiago, Chile, I think is where it was going to be. And they had to move it because there was a lot of political unrest there. So they moved it to Spain. She goes, wait a minute, I spent months getting here on a sailboat. How am I going to get back there in time? Because I absolutely refuse, in my environmental purity, I guess she is a carbon virgin, I guess we could call her. she refuses to take a plane. So she had to look around and find somebody that would take her on some kind of a sailboat, something that was appropriately 19th century in its motivation. So she did find somebody to do that, but the people who brought her over in the yacht, they flew back. That captain flew back, and then they had to fly another crew over to make the return journey, because most people in the real world don't have the luxury of taking months to go somewhere like Greta does. She's got nothing to do. She is a high school dropout who is being given sainthood in Sweden, as Paul Joseph Watson points out. Swedish school kids are taught to defend her as an eco-activist, and it's really kind of become part of their religious curriculum. According to one student, quote, Greta is practically painted as a saint. She's in the school curriculum. She is the shining example of what they want all of their students to be. CNN, teen climate activist Greta is getting a huge mural in downtown San Francisco, and CNN is so excited about that. So now people in San Francisco can see her sternly staring at them. We're not supposed to say anything about Greta. It would be bullying to say anything about her because, as they point out, she's got autism. And I would say, well, I don't know. You know, she needs an education. Maybe we need to get somebody who doesn't have some kind of an impairment in their judgment to lecture us. Maybe somebody with experience. Maybe an adult. I don't know. Churches in Sweden are now ringing bells in her honor. Last year, the Church of Sweden proclaimed her to be, quote, Jesus's successor. Yes, the Antichrist, presumably. She, meanwhile, gets on Twitter and says, to change everything, we need everyone. Each and every one of us must participate in the climate resistance movement. They're going to resist climate. Time to get out there and resist the climate. put on your sunglasses or hold your thumb up so the sun goes away. We got to resist the climate. We cannot just say we care. We must show it, she says. And Steve Malloy, the guy I was talking about earlier that stumbled on the EPA doing human experimentation, looking for people that had respiratory and heart issues so they could try to exacerbate that, then make a case for shutting down all automobiles. That blew up in their face. It didn't happen. So then they came up with the so-called climate cheating scandal with VW. Steve Malloy was one who found that. He tweets out at Junk Science. He says, Greta, the climate puppet, has now gone full Marxist. And a quote from her. After all, the climate crisis is not just about the environment, she says. It is a crisis of human rights, of justice, of political will. Colonial, racist, patriarchal systems of oppression have created and fueled it. See, that's where she always was. They were always there. That's where these people always are. You scratch them, and underneath, they're Marxists. It's a very thin veneer of green. That's what we call them, watermelons, right? Very thin veneer of green, and underneath, they are red Marxists. Not red Republicans. That's another device that the media and the left has used to spin things. What kind of effect is this having? Well, in Germany, Daimler, the German company makes Mercedes-Benz, will slash at least 10,000 jobs worldwide in a major cost-cutting drive to help finance the switch to electric cars. More than 1,000 managers stand to lose their jobs. In the UK, production this year is down by 14% from the same period in 2018. In Germany, and it's not just cars, it's also what's happening on the electric grid. Electricity prices in Germany have skyrocketed. More than 340,000 German households had their electricity turned off last year because they couldn't afford it. They couldn't pay their electric bills. I've talked about this for quite some time. You know, it's not just about the standard of living. It's about actually being able to live. In places like Germany, where the weather gets very cold, you've got people who are retired, who are on pensions, who can't afford the electricity. There's some of these 340,000 German families who've had their electricity cut off because they can no longer afford the fantasies of people like Greta and AOC. And they cannot afford the profit schemes of people like Elon Musk. And so they freeze to death. Or in a hot climate, like we see here, or in Florida, remember when the hurricanes went through? That rest home lost its electricity. You had several people die there. Well, that's our future if we fall for this scheme. Wholesale electricity prices in Germany have increased by about 13% in just this year so far, and the year's not over yet. And then you have taxes and levies on top of that. Wouldn't you think that the government would cut people a break? No, the government is behind all this. Their highest level ever will cost German families and consumers a staggering 44 billion euros in 2020. That's more than $50 billion. That's about a third of what they expect people will spend in America on the entire Christmas season. Any carbon dioxide emission cuts will be more than offset by the growth of Chinese industry. So when we talk about the Paris Climate Accord, even the true believers in this alarmism scoff at the way that was set up, because China and India can continue to build, in the case of China, a new coal plant every week. And they are dirty, filthy dirty. Folks, if you want to support us here at InfoWars, nobody is going to cover the details of the deep state of climate in detail like we are here. If you want to keep free speech alive, you want to keep free press alive, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got our Black Friday sale, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points that'll get you discounts up to 15% in the future. Many products discounted, many combo sales, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above-sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds, it's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, the climate Paris Accord, the Paris Climate Accord that Obama and Kerry said they were going to self-ratify that as a treaty, and we're going to be bound to it. And President Trump was told for a long time by the oil man T-Rex Tillerson that he didn't need to do anything. That didn't have any effect, and don't do anything about that. Just leave it there. They wanted to leave that there so that it would be an excuse for activist judges and other politicians to bring in the restrictions into America, even though it was not ratified as a treaty. We have a process for treaty ratifications defined in the Constitution, and they didn't follow that. They couldn't get the votes in the Senate, so they just said, well, we'll sign it. Fortunately, President Trump listened to other people other than Rex Tillerson, and he eventually said, no, we're getting out of it. And that's all it's really required. And President Trump could do the same thing about DACA. He doesn't need to beg the Supreme Court to get out of something that was enacted by executive order by the previous president. Any executive order by a previous president, and that includes not only the Paris Climate Accord, but also the DACA agreement, any of those things can be undone by the subsequent president. We don't need permission from the Supreme Court or the judiciary or anybody else like that. No judge should be able to stop any of that. But it's good that he got out of it. He's going to make it even more formal, and it is freaking out everybody, part of the globalist establishment. If we take a look at what's happened over the past 18 months, China has added enough new coal-based electricity generation to power 31 million homes. And this is happening at the time that they have no restrictions on coal generation plants that are being built. And they're adding them at the rate of one new coal plant every week. Every week. And we're shutting them down left and right. Even here in Texas, we're shutting them down. Why are they coming after coal? Now, I told you earlier in the broadcast how fake Newsweek people that were just lying about President Trump and what he was doing on Thanksgiving. Newsweek and Time back in 1971 said, oh, we've only got a couple of more years of oil and gas. We're going to be out of it by the mid-1980s, but even they, in their most dire predictions, said, we've got enough coal to last us for 500 years. So that's why they came after coal. You can generate coal cleanly. These Chinese and Indian power plants that are being generated are not clean plants. They could make them clean. They could cleanly burn coal, but they choose to do it cheaply and in a dirty way. And it's gotten so bad, as they point out, China is and India are both resulting in air pollution that is so thick that it can be cut with a knife. And we've shown you pictures of that. And we've shown you the fact that they're canning air in Switzerland and selling it in China, like Spaceballs, Perrier. Remember that? And in India, they have oxygen bars where people go in and they get like little straps that somebody who's got a respiratory illness here in the United States, you know, you get an oxygen bottle that you carry along with you, and you got these straps that go over your ear and up your nose so you can breathe oxygen. People are going in, healthy people. The air pollution is so bad, they're going in for a break into what they call oxygen bars. That's because they have absolutely no restrictions on the quantity or the quality of the plants that they're building. There's Spaceballs, the Perrier. They're literally doing that in China. I mean, that's how crazy this has gotten. But they have a coal boom that's going in China. If you remember, when they had the blockade, they were getting their coal from North Korea. And they made a show of saying, well, we're not going to take some of that stuff in. But at the same time, they're generating new coal-based electricity over the past 1.5 years to power 31 million homes in Germany. Those people have been sold to Bill Gates. They've got 340,000 homes that can't pay their electricity bill because Germany, they have to make it clean. In China, they don't. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, 9 others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Just a couple more things about the climate scare, and then we will get into the terror attack over the weekend in the UK. You know, when we look at what's going on in China, again, in the last 18 months, enough new power generation there from the dirtiest coal plants that can be built. No restriction on that. Not in China, not in India. No restrictions. So they've added enough coal-based electricity generation in China to power 31 million homes at the same time that more than 1/3 of 1 million homes in Germany have to turn off their electricity because they can't afford this eco-fantasy. And that's because the Paris Climate Accord, and same thing will be happening here in America if we buy into this fantasy. The Germans have to make their stuff clean. The Chinese don't. As a matter of fact, China is financing 25% of all new coal plants outside of China. For example, in South Africa, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Now, if you want to talk about global warming and global pollution and so forth, why is that? Why do you carve off China and India, South Africa, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and so forth? They're allowed to have coal, but the Western European countries and America are not. Well, because you have to understand, this isn't about the environment. This is about restructuring our societies into socialism and taking down the industrialized West. That's what it's about. And even many of the environmentalists who are true believers in this see it for what it is, see it as a fraud. Wouldn't you think that the big villain of this new conference would be China if they're doing that type of thing? If they're adding a new dirty coal power plant, not a clean one, but a dirty one every week, and if they're financing 25% of all new coal power plants everywhere else while we're shutting ours down, while Europe is shutting theirs down, well, we're making electricity unaffordable here. All you people who want to get electric cars. That's right. They're not intending for Mr. and Mrs. America to be able to afford a car, electric or otherwise. It's planned austerity. Yeah, you'll be lucky if you can heat your home if these Democrats and these globalists win. But wouldn't you think that if China is doing all of that, that they'd be the big villains? No, the big villain is President Trump because he doesn't buy into this redistribution of wealth that they call the Paris Climate Accord. That's all it is. And as they are sounding the alarm, the big PR campaign leading up to 25,000 politicians and 15,000 journalists flying from all over the world to hector us about our lifestyle, spending all of those carbon credits to lecture us. As the build up to that is going, you see all these different news outlets, and I put that in air quotes, talking about how greenhouse gas emissions are still rising. A UN report, says NPR. Oh, it's global emissions of carbon dioxide, methane, other greenhouse gases have continued to steadily rise over the past decade. So where's the rise in temperature? All these models said that the two were hooked together. As CO2 was to go up, and it's going up exponentially, we were supposed to get an exponential increase in temperature, and that hasn't happened. That hasn't happened. But don't let that stop them. No, it's just they don't even pay any attention to the connection anymore. So you got Wired Magazine tweeting out, I tweeted about their article. Their article said, SUVs are worse for the climate than you ever imagined. It turns out the vehicles like mine, said Dawn Stove. You know, she's self-flagellating like the monks walking around in a circle in Monty Python's Holy Grail. Vehicles like mine, sport utility vehicles, are even worse for climate than I'd ever imagined. And then she talks about, oh, the preference for heavy SUVs is offsetting fuel efficiency and carbon savings and so forth. I'm part of the imaginary nation. Yeah, what imaginary nation? Well, The Guardian says if SUV drivers were a nation, they would rank 7th in the world for carbon emissions. So they got to take that vehicle that you prefer away from you. And I don't say this because I own an SUV. I don't. I prefer small cars, sports cars. But I'm not going to take the SUV away from you if you want to drive one. These people will. They're anti-choice about everything, except killing your kids. They encourage that. They subsidize that. So she says, I'm part of that imaginary nation. Yeah, it is an imaginary nation. I don't have kids. I don't fly often, but I have a big honking SUV that is killing the planet. Please forgive me, Mother Gaia. I have sinned. And we got the Pope out there talking about ecological sin at the same time, pushing this whole thing. Planes are bad, trains are good, but, you know, these SUVs are horrible. A 16-mile-per-gallon Chevy Suburban carrying 6 carpoolers, that's something that's got to be stopped. And one of the things that she talks about, saying, yeah, we're driving these really big, heavy SUVs. I'm driving an SUV, she says, that weighs 4,675 pounds. Well, that would be considered lightweight if it was an electric vehicle. Why are you not concerned about gross inefficiencies in heavy vehicles when it comes to electric cars? These people don't understand the first thing about science or physics or anything else. But basically, all of this is showing that their climate models are absolute bunk. Another one by Jalopnik, an organization that is supposed to be a car site, but they hate cars. Every day we can't help but think about our role in the way that the world is burning down around us as they talk about that UN propaganda report. And with an election coming up in the UK, the Conservative Party, and here's the difference between the Conservatives and the Liberals in the UK. And it's really kind of the difference between, the establishment Republican Party and the Democrats here in this country. Corbyn and the Liberals want to outlaw all gas and diesel cars no later than 2030. The Conservatives, however, want to wait until 2040 to do it. You see the difference? Is it really a difference? Does it really matter? You know, one of them wants to make sure that they've got you locked into these open-air jail cells by 2030, right on schedule with the UN, set that date. But Boris Johnson pledges to install more rapid chargers for electric cars. They're not going to fix the roads because you're not really going to be driving these cars anyway. You're going to be renting your golf cart from their crony capitalist friends. And they'll be controlling where and when you can drive, the same as if you were using their buses or their subways or their trains or whatever. They're not autonomous cars. They're centrally controlled cars. And they're not going to be privately owned. They'll be corporately owned. They'll be owned by a fascist system that is a merger of government and corporations. That's what the UN 2030 agenda is. So he's pledging to have all kinds of chargers everywhere. And all of this is the road to zero strategy. That's the same strategy that they have here in the United States because this is a globalist agenda. It's the same in every country. The road to zero. That means zero mobility, zero freedom. The Labor Party wants it in 2030, but these enlightened conservatives in the UK are going to let people have cars for another 10 years. Like we say, the difference between the conservatives and liberals is kind of like whether you're going to drive the car over the cliff slowly or full speed like Thelma and Louise. That's really the only difference that we've got. Boris Johnson calls it a transport revolution. It is. It is. It's a devolution as well. About the only politician that I've seen, President Trump doesn't talk about these bans on cars. And he's done a lot of good things in terms of fighting California on the corporate average fuel economy. You know, you want to know why people got SUVs? It's because they legislated it that way. They said, we're not going to put the same kind of restrictions on trucks and SUVs that we put on cars. And so people could get bigger engines and so forth on cars. They found that they liked driving in bigger vehicles that were higher up and so forth. But what pushed them there in the first place was our tax and environmental policy. And President Trump is trying to stop California from de facto banning cars for all of us in the United States. But he's not addressing it like Putin. Putin says this is about taking us back to the Stone Age.
The Anti-Defamation League is one of the most powerful globalist, leftist, anti-American organizations on the face of the planet. And they have declared that InfoWars is public enemy number one. They gave Tim Cook of Apple an award specifically for deplatforming me to make sure that tens of millions of people could not hear the show. And now they've had Sacha Baron Cohen come out and call for the arrest of big tech heads that do not turn full control over to the globalist ADL. And they've called for a complete purge of anyone promoting Americana. We are being demoralized. We are being conquered. And the enemy wants to shut InfoWars down because they understand that we've got their number and know how to defeat their paradigm. You have helped keep us on the air, but now the attacks are more insane than ever. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com during Black Friday for the biggest sales of the year and fund the InfoWar. Please take action. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. Black Friday is here, and the sales are so numerous, there is no way to go over all of them. But let me just give you an example of some of the sales we have running right now. DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off on your next order. If you sign up for auto ship, you additional 10% off on that order, making it a loss leader. But on top of it, I'm offering a free bottle of Brain Force Plus, our number one best-selling product, so that those of you that haven't tried it,
can see how it gives you clean, focused mental stamina is the term that I use, with none of the hangovers. Again, that's just one of the sales going right now. 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, free bottle of Brain Force Plus with DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action and fund this operation.
Who is Alex Jones? Mainstream media calls him a conspiracy theorist, fake news, crazy, and worst of all, a fear monger. But the only thing to truly fear
is missing out on all the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday, 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 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points for InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday sale. 50% off your favorites like Survival Shield X2 and X3. 50% off of Brain Force Plus. 50% off DNA Force Plus. Remember when we had llamas? This Black Friday, Friday, Friday. Don't have fear of missing out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points only this Black Friday at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fear of missing out is a serious condition. I can only...
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're being colonized by a different culture now, aren't we? And it's a deliberate attempt. When we take a look at what happened this weekend with the London Bridge attacker, some questions from the American thinker. Who let this beast into the country? Why, even after one terror attack attempt, was he let out of jail on parole with only an ankle bracelet to monitor him? Obviously a waste of time to do that, right? Why was he not booted back to his country of origin on the first plane out? Why were the cops that everybody is supposed to rely on instead of guns, why were they not around? Why did it take bystanders, one of them armed with a whale tusk, a narwhal, actually, it's like a, taken from a decorative display, and another wielding a fire extinguisher, why did it take these guys to knock him down? And why don't people in London have access to guns to protect themselves? You know, we were watching some classic Sherlock Holmes with a family. Nigel Bruce and Basil Rathbone. they had pistols. That was World War II generation. That was before they purged them out of the UK. Even Sherlock Holmes in those days had pistols. But not now. Not now. You got to go get a fire extinguisher or... pull the tusk off of a narwhal to attack the guy. The video attacker, by the way, had been lecturing university leftists about how the criminal justice system should be reformed. Isn't that amazing? And here's what he had to say about the fact that he was not a terrorist. He was not a terrorist. Video clip number 3.
I've been born and bred in England, in Stoke-on-Trent, in Cowbridge, and the older community knows me, and they will know, if you ask them, they will know, like, these labels, what they're putting on, like, terrorists, this, that. They will know, I know terrorists.
I'm not a terrorist. I was born here. Yeah, those are the people that are the worst. It's the second generation that are typically the ones who get radicalized. You know, the first generation, they come here, and it's like, well, you know, life is pretty rough here, but yeah, it was worse where I came from. The second generation doesn't know that. And the second generation is isolated because their culture doesn't want to mix with other cultures. And so they self-ghettoize. And they get very resentful because they see other people their age, because they're not locking themselves into a ghetto of their own making. They see the other people succeeding, and they get very resentful and angry. And so he says, oh, I was born and bred here. So I'm, you know, but that was in 2008. And he had multiple targets that he wanted to take down, the U.S. Embassy, Parliament, Big Ben. He had individuals like Boris Johnson and others. He had a long list of people he wanted to attack. But it's okay. You know, he should be out because, you know, he was born in the U.K. And he is just as British as Tommy Robinson, isn't he? No. No, he's not. And the same people, the guy that radicalized him, that preacher, he got out after only like 2 years, even though he's inspired terrorist after terrorist to commit violent attacks. They let him out of Belmarsh prison, the same prison where they're killing Julian Assange, torturing and killing a journalist. But if you're a radical Islamist, a terrorist, and you're inspiring other people, no, you get a pass. Get out of jail free. UK's Corbyn is saying that terrorism offenders should not necessarily serve full prison sentences. This is a story that's up on Infowars.com. An attacker wearing a fake suicide vest, of course, over the weekend, stabbed two people to death. This was on Friday. Wounded three others before he was killed by law enforcement. He was kept at bay, however, by the people who attacked him. And when Corbyn was asked about this, and again, this is in the lead-up to an election, the two people that are likely to win, Boris Johnson of the Conservatives, Jeremy Corbyn of the Labour Party, Corbyn said, I think it depends on circumstances. It depends on the sentence. But crucially, it depends on what they've done in prison. So, you know, if you tell everybody how loyal you are to the Queen, how you were born here, we can overlook all of your radical connections to Islam. Just amazing. Meanwhile, to show you how they do need some prison reform, because they actually need to distinguish between violent people and people who shouldn't be in jail. It's absolutely amazing when you stop and think about it. You know, you had Tommy Robinson, he's just whisked off to jail that first time. Don't anybody talk about this. Put a gag order out on everybody because he was filming grooming gangs. And unfortunately, those grooming gangs who were coming after young children happened to be a protected religion. And so you're not allowed to talk about that. When I interviewed him, I had the last interview before he was taken to prison the second time. And he pointed out, he said, look, they didn't even have a prohibition on their website. But nevertheless, you know, they... Should they be able to gag people for doing that? No. Should they be able to jail people for violating a rule that is not published? Absolutely not. But they did it, and they arrested him and whisked him off to prison in just a couple of hours. But these people, people who are known terrorists, who brag about it, who radicalize other people, oh, no, we should let them out. And lock up Julian Assange, lock up Tommy Robinson. And one of the other people that was let out wasn't even a terrorist, but he was a murderer. And one of the heroes on London Bridge, and this just underscores how broken their prison system is. Locking up the wrong people. You got the wrong people in jail, and you got the wrong people on the streets. Tommy Robinson and Julian Assange, you come after them for nothing. For not violating, I mean, Julian Assange... the basis for which he skipped bail or whatever, they've completely dismissed the charges on that, but they're still torturing him to death in Belmarsh prison. But one of the heroes of the London Bridge attack was a guy who'd been let out of prison. James Ford, 42, murdered a disabled 21-year-old girl back in 2004, but he stepped in to protect a woman on this London Bridge attack. As Usman Khan began his rampage. And then the family found out about it. And like, what is this guy doing out? He murdered our daughter. She's disabled. She was 21 years old. But they let this guy, the murder victim, out, just like they let the terrorist who committed this crime out. They don't know who to lock up, do they? And, of course, the Democrats don't know who to let in the country and who not to either, right? Bloomberg is just saying on Tuesday, this last Tuesday, the U.S. needs an awful lot more immigrants rather than less. We need to just open up the borders, and we need to incentivize everybody coming in here. The plan, as I pointed out many times, is to take down the American economic system by expanding the welfare rolls so rapidly that we go bankrupt. And, of course, if that doesn't work, they've got multiple programs, every one of these Democrats. We'll talk about them when we come back. But in just one Texas border sector since September the 30th, we've had migrants from 30 different nations apprehended. Do we know who they are? No. Do we know if they're criminals? No. And the people who come here fleeing MS-13 in El Salvador find their kids murdered in school by the same gangs that they tried to run away from. They go all the way to New York and they still kill them because we can't differentiate.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. Major report out of major university. Researchers working on food-based treatment to slow aging. Science Daily. Probiotics in the gut of a particular type cause your entire body to be healthier and make you live longer and make you not get intestinal cancer. We have the very best formula, literally, with what they even mention in the studies. And it explains that the hormone called FGF21 pro-longevity heals the entire body and actually reverses aging, but is only made in the lower intestine. Oh, and what does it say? It's fiber from a spectrum of certain types of berries that grows this. And yes, this is a plug. Gut Fusion. And what do we have in this? High auric berry blend, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, cranberry, escoblio, grape, and pomegranate. It's the pulp from them that then grows this. Gut Fusion for children, for young people, for old people, for everybody. This is fiber and glutamine. You're not going to find a better formula. Gut Fusion. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Black Friday is here with the biggest sales of the year. 50% off on DNA Force Plus, triple Patriot points, free shipping, and a free bottle of our best-selling nootropic, Brain Boost, Brain Force Plus. Did you hear what I just said? That's just one of more than 40 huge specials. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. Boosting your cells, growing new mitochondria, regrowing nerves. It just goes on and on with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and the other ingredients. And then you get triple Patriot points in your next order. You get free shipping on this order. And ladies and gentlemen, you get a free bottle of Brain Force Plus. This is the big Black Friday sale at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest sale of the year, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, and it's not just the weather that's frightful in the Midwest. It is Joe Biden's tour. He's taking a bus tour. 8-day bus tour of Iowa began on Saturday, and immediately got off to a very, very creepy start. And he's a little bit in trouble in Iowa. He's got Buttigieg right there. As a matter of fact, a lot of polls show Buttigieg ahead slightly. And it's a lot of people are very close, though. You got Buttigieg, Biden, Warren, and Sanders all right there at the top. And so what he's trying to do is establish himself as a man of the people. It's kind of hard to do when you've got Hunter uncomfortably photobombing you in the background with his multi-million dollar deals in China and in Ukraine. You know, Joe is getting real folksy with everybody. And one of these clips that came out is one individual said, I thought people were joking when I saw the summary of this clip. I thought it was doctored. But there's actually a video of Joe Biden discussing kids petting his hairy legs and sitting on his lap and how much he really likes that. Let's play that clip so you can see it for yourself in video clip number one. Let's play that now.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn, that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, I hope he stays around. just for comic relief. And the funniest thing about that, and whoever put that clip up, zoomed in, and he's talking about the hair. You see, they zoom in on his hands. He's like, oh, yeah, I got this hair on my, and they like to come up and touch my legs. And, you know, every time he tries to get relatable, he does the strangest, the strangest things, and he's up to it right now. The kids used to come up and rub my legs, then jump on my lap. I loved the kids jumping on my lap. That's absolutely amazing. You can't make this stuff up, but Joe can. And he is constantly inventing folksy little anecdotes, you know, about his days as a lifeguard. I bet you the true stories about what he did and things that happened to him as a lifeguard are probably even more amazing. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden is requesting privacy. You know, because he's Hunter Biden. He gets privacy. He wants a protective order to seal all of his financial records as part of this child support lawsuit. You know, he's claiming that he's poor. He somehow lost all those millions of dollars that he got from Ukraine's Burisma thing. And also, you know, that company that he and John Kerry's son, you know, Kerry and Biden, Joe Biden and John Kerry, go to China, and they meet with the Chinese, and the Chinese are bullying other countries in Asia, as they are prone to do. And so Japan and these other countries thought that Biden and Kerry were going to go there and give them a stern talking to and get them back in line. But instead, nothing happened. They walked away with a sweetheart deal with their sons being and the company that their sons were fronting. That was involved in biometric surveillance, getting a nice, hefty contract there in China. And they haven't even started talking about China. I guess they figured that, you know, if they can hang out in the Ukraine, that will give them double duty. They can attack President Trump and Biden at the same time. And that's really a big part of what all this impeachment stuff is. It's about getting rid of Biden without calling him mentally incompetent, just, you know, implying that he's a crook. It seems to be working. However, Biden, Hunter Biden is saying that he's, you know, doesn't have any money to pay for child support, and he wants to seal all of his financial records. Well, you got the Democrats in multiple jurisdictions demanding that President Trump turn over his records publicly. It's kind of like what we saw, you know, with Roger Stone versus Jeffrey Epstein. You know, they come in with guns drawn and the press in attendance, CNN, for the raid on Roger Stone. But when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein, they quietly call him up and discreetly ask him if he'd like to turn himself in. And, oh, you know, the press might pick up on this, so let's move it to a different jurisdiction, that type of thing. And so that's essentially what they're going to do for Hunter Biden. The Bidens have a long history of a compliant judiciary and media covering up for their crimes. Remember Joe Biden's niece with a very, very hefty shoplifting charge against her. You know, they swept that under the carpet as well. When we look at Michael Bloomberg, the people are taking bets as to whether or not it's a good thing for him to skip the Democrat debates. Quite frankly, I think it is. He can hang back and he can accomplish more in terms of selling himself and attacking President Trump just by spending his own money. And at the same time, he can say, well, I'm a man of the people. I'm not taking money from you people out there. I'm sacrificially giving up my money to try to fix this country. It's altruism. That's all it is. It's just altruism. But because of the rules of the Democrat Party, because I'm spending my own money, I'm not allowed to participate in the debates. Now, how unfair is that? And, of course, he doesn't want to be there. Because he will be attacked by people like Elizabeth Warren, who wasted no time at all in doubling down on her attacks against billionaires, demagoguing about the fact that, yes, you really didn't build that, and you really don't own that. This has become the common refrain of these people who are no longer trying to hide from being communist. As I pointed out, we heard that last week from AOC. Stop calling it free stuff. It's public goods. You're entitled to it. They even call it entitlement programs. Like I said, when I went to speak against Hillary Clinton's takeover of healthcare, don't call it charity. It's an entitlement. I'm entitled to that money. It's public goods, which implies that you don't have any, you're not entitled to keep what you work for. You're not entitled to keep your property. These people are thieves. When we look at Kamala Harris, she is now in a total meltdown. It looks like she is not long for this poll. She will be out pretty soon, and none too soon, I would say. Buttigieg, however, is rising in the polls, and he's rising in contributions because he truly is a candidate of the globalists, the elitists, and the socialists. I find it amazingly hypocritical that he'd be going around to churches, but of course they're black churches. And it's a good thing if you go to a black church. These same liberals like Rob Reiner, who want white evangelicals eradicated, they love it when you go to a black church. And there should be no restrictions on that. You know, Lyndon Johnson got the so-called Johnson rule, and it's not a rule. It's just a ruling by the IRS that he wanted to put in there saying you can't talk about politics in a church or we'll take away your tax-exempt status. But that doesn't include Democrats and it doesn't include black churches. And I don't think it should include black churches. I think anybody ought to be able to talk about politics. But again, it's the double standard between the Democrats and everybody else. They can do things that they don't allow other people to do. And so Buttigieg is going around to black churches to talk about racism, to talk about poverty, to talk about immigration. And I just hope these people in the black churches have enough discernment to understand where this guy is coming from. His father was a Marxist. He studied under a Marxist professor who took the name Sokvan, to honor the Marxists Sacco and Vanzetti. Taught at Harvard, a school that was founded by the Puritans. Sokvan was there to deconstruct everything that he thinks is wrong as a product of either America's policies or Christianity. He rightfully saw Christianity as the foundation of America, and he hated both. And that's the guy that taught Buttigieg, along with his father, who is an avowed Marxist as well.
Who is Alex Jones? Mainstream media calls him a conspiracy theorist, fake news, crazy, and worst of all, a fear monger. But the only thing to truly fear is missing out on all the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday, Friday, Friday,
50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points for InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday sale. 50% off your favorites like Survival Shield X2 and X3. 50% off of Brain Force Plus. 50% off DNA Force Plus. Remember when we had llamas? This Black Friday, Friday, Friday. Don't have fear of missing out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points only this Black Friday at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fear of missing out is a serious condition and can only be treated by going to InfoWarsStore.com.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. Anti-Defamation League is one of the most powerful globalist, leftist, anti-American organizations on the face of the planet. And they have declared that InfoWars is public enemy number one. They gave Tim Cook of Apple an award specifically for deplatforming me to make sure that tens of millions of people could not hear the show. And now they've had Sacha Baron Cohen come out and call for the arrest of big tech heads that do not turn full control over to the globalist ADL. And they've called for a complete purge of anyone promoting Americana. We are being demoralized. We are being conquered. And the enemy wants to shut InfoWars down because they understand that we've got their number and know how to defeat their paradigm. You have helped keep us on the air, but now the attacks are more insane than ever. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com during Black Friday for the biggest sales of the year and fund the InfoWar. Please take action. Black Friday is here, and the sales are so numerous, there is no way to go over all of them. But let me just give you an example of some of the sales we have running right now. DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off on your next order. If you sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off on that order, making it a loss leader. But on top of it, I'm offering a free bottle of Brain Force Plus, our number one best-selling product, so that those of you that haven't tried it can see how it gives you clean, focused mental stamina is the term that I use, with none of the hangovers. Again, that's just one of the sales going right now. 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, free bottle of Brain Force Plus with DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action and fund this operation.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're just talking about Kamala Harris. One of her top aides left a very bitter resignation letter trashing Kamala Harris as she left to join Bloomberg's campaign. And so it looks like it's all over for Kamala Harris. But is Bloomberg the guy that's going to save the Democrats? I'm not so sure. Take a look at this video, where he talks about how you got to tax the poor so that they will live, so they'll live longer. That's essentially what he's saying. Let's play that video clip.
Say, well, taxes are regressive, but in this case, Yes, they are. That's the good thing about them, because the problem is in people that don't have a lot of money. And so higher taxes should have a bigger impact on their behavior and how they deal with themselves. So I listen to people saying, oh, we don't want to tax the poor. Well, we want the poor to live longer so that they can get an education and enjoy life. And that's what, why you do want to do exactly what a lot of people say you don't want to do.
That's right. The poor people are going to make poor choices because, of course, they're not smart like he is. And so you got to take those choices away from them. That's always been the excuse. You know, you're not going to make the right choice. You're not going to choose the way that I want you to choose. And, of course, that's the way the Democrats think about everything, isn't it? The same kind of logic that they use to say, we're going to have to take your kids away, not just your money, but your kids away, if you don't vaccinate on our schedule with the vaccines that we say. And we don't really care about your concerns because you're stupid. We're smarter than you are. We're Democrats, and we have got a political office. So just shut up and do what we say. It's that kind of arrogance. But I guess, you know, that is, I don't know, if you are going to live longer as a poor person who is heavily taxed, then if we were to apply that logic, I guess Bloomberg would be dead by now, right? He's a rich guy who probably pays very little in taxes, like most of the rich people do. So there's no question, he says, if you raise taxes on sugary drinks, for example, they'll drink less. And, of course, this is the guy that had stop and frisk and other things like that. You know, you just lock up the people, bring me the man and we'll find the crime. That's what they were doing in New York under Bloomberg. Adrian Schoolcraft, a real police officer. His father had been a cop on the beat. He always wanted to be a cop. He wanted to know the people in his community. He wanted to walk a beat. You know, after he complained about stop and frisk and other things, they said as a punishment, we're going to have you walk a beat. He said, it's good. I think that's what I ought to be doing as a police officer. I don't want to harass people for these petty violations. You know, if you have, tell people you can't smoke in your barbershop, so then they go stand outside their barbershop to smoke, and so then you give them a ticket for loitering on the sidewalk. That's Michael Bloomberg's New York City. And Adrian Schoolcraft said, I don't want to do that. He started wearing a mic and recording what these people in the New York Police Department were doing, and when they found out about that, they went to his apartment, and the guy who was, I think he was the second in command, New York Police Department, and some other officers went in there and confronted him, and they took him out by force and put him in a mental institution. They found the bug on him. What they didn't find was the second recording device that Adrian Schoolcraft had set on the shelf. His father, who was a police officer investigating the disappearance of his son, found that recording. And then he knew that they'd taken him to a mental institution. This is the New York police, the finest that they've got there under Bloomberg doing that. You know, you got a cop who really wants to be a cop on a beat. He wants to know the people in his community. He wants to protect them against real crime. You know, they were told, go out Halloween and just grab somebody, bring them back. We'll figure out what crime they've committed later. He got that on recording. That's why they wanted to lie. That's why they put him in, they wanted to take him out, put him in a mental institution. That's the way that the Democrats want to run this country everywhere. Very, very concerning when we look at that. In the short period of time that we've got left, I saw this story about Hong Kong Disneyland. Protests have turned Hong Kong Disneyland into a ghost town. And I remember when we went to adopt my daughter from China, we went through Hong Kong, and we spent some time there. We were looking at what we could do. It turns out they've got some really nice places to go take a kid besides Hong Kong Disneyland. We wanted to stay away from that. We'd done the Disney thing. We thought it was overpriced and definitely overcrowded. At that time, people from mainland China would go to Hong Kong Disneyland, and they would fill up so quickly early on that they would shut the place down. And so these people who had made a trip from mainland China to go to Hong Kong, to go to Disneyland, they weren't going to turn around. And I've used this illustration to talk about the insanity of what's going on at our own border We got people coming here and handing their kids over to strangers and say, here, take them into the country. That's exactly what they were doing at Hong Kong Disneyland. The parents would come in, the Chinese parents would come in. We got a limited amount of time. The place is full. They shut the gates. And they would take their toddlers or young kids and drop them over the fence. And say, have a good time and come back and we'll get you later. It's like, can you imagine somebody doing that? Well, yes, they are doing that now at the border. Even worse than that, they're not just dropping their kids over the border. They're handing them over to cartels to do that kind of stuff. So, I look at what's happening in Hong Kong. I had said for a long time, President Trump should jump in and use this as an opportunity. Even if President Trump doesn't care about liberty, you ought to use what the Chinese communists are doing to show what kind of authoritarian opponent they are, right? And now he's finally done that. And Mark Stein is saying, that's great. Donald Trump has played this brilliantly. Well, I'm glad he's doing it now. I said when this all started in Hong Kong, he ought to do it at that point in time. And he was strangely silent for a very long time. Now, what Mark Stein said was strategically, from America's point of view, Trump has played this brilliantly. The only practical thing that has been done for them is by President Trump, who's actually used a trade deal and this as a way of saying this is the last chance to stop China before it becomes the dominant economic power. And that's exactly right, but it could have been done many months ago. And I'm glad that President Trump is doing it, but that's exactly what I was hoping he would do. Because even if you don't see this as a violation of liberty, of human rights, and one of the freest areas of the world where people really do still appreciate freedom and appreciate it enough to fight for it, you could show how dangerous, how authoritarian, how nationalistic the Chinese government is. And the protesters in Hong Kong got it exactly right. They don't call them Chai Coms. They don't call them Chinese communists. They are Nazis. They are nationalists. They are hyper-nationalists. China is not about the international. That's the way Mao was. That's the way that Marx and Lenin and Stalin were. They would lie to people and they'd say, oh, this is where, you know, everybody the same and so forth. That was a lie. But China doesn't even follow that pretext, right? That pretense. They're all about promoting China as a nation. And that has always been the distinguishing characteristic for people on the left to distinguish between fascists and communists, that the fascists were hyper-nationalists. Now, the Chinese are also fascist in the economic sense. There is a merger between government and corporations in China. And the people in Hong Kong got it right. They called them Nazis. They're fascists, they're Nazis, and they match the political definition of that. They match the economic definition of that. And it's right for President Trump to point that out, and I'm glad that he has, finally. All right, folks, that's about it for this program. Just want to remind you of the Black Friday sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have great discounts. You know, we have souvenirs or gifts that you can get for people at InfoWarsStore.com, but we also have a lot of nutraceuticals, and we've got 50% off of all the nutraceuticals, as well as free shipping and triple Patriot points. That'll save you money on future purchases, as much as 15% off of future purchases. We've also got some packages where if you buy DNA Force, very expensive product for us to produce, very important product for your health, you can also get you can get Brain Force Plus for free. You get DNA Force 50% off, Brain Force for free. We have a lot of products that are combined. We also have, if you want to get Survival Shield X2 or X3 Nascent Iodine, 50% off, and also get a free bottle of Brain Force. Brain Force is something, if you haven't tried it, you really need to try it. It's a great way to focus your mind, to help your recall. We have many natural products that are very safe, very effective, and deeply discounted. 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, things like krill oil, 50% off, many others. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for listening.